Hey, it's JP Nurbin. If you enjoyed this podcast and are a regular listener, I want to encourage you to check out my book, Calling Up. It is a great blueprint for coaches. It's not just a relatable story, but it's a great blueprint that really equips you to grow as a coach and to build your culture. And you can get it at thriveonchallenge.com. If you use the coupon code CULTUREBUILDERS, all one word, lowercase, you'll get free shipping. And I'll get it to you as little as a week. So please check the book out. It'll be great for your coaching and also is a great way to support this podcast.
I realized I got to a point where I was doing more crying than playing. I'm sure it was disgusting to watch because I felt disgusting playing that way. And I just wanted to lock back in on the game. This quote comes from Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors after a recent playoff game. Now, Green is known for his antics on the court of yelling at refs, getting technicals, yelling at his teammates. And so for some of us listening to this quote, might be a bit of a surprise come from Draymond Green, but it seems like there's been a shift in his thinking because he's starting to see how his actions and his words can impact the culture and the feel on his team. When asked about how his newfound attitude has impacted his team, he says, "I definitely think it has helped the energy of the guys." This interview got me thinking back to a time in this past season where I was doing more crying than coaching. We were on the road for a doubleheader, and in our first game of the weekend, things weren't going well. We're playing a team where we should have been a lot closer with, had a chance of winning the game. Our guys were excited for the weekend. We had high expectations coming in. And by the third quarter, it was clear we were going to lose the game. We weren't playing very well. And the officiating I was frustrated with the officials. And all this stuff, all these expectations that I had going on the weekend weren't coming to fruition. And I started yelling at the refs, complaining to them, running up and down the sidelines. And we got fouled and we're shooting two free throws. We're down by about 30. You know, there's no chance we're gonna win this game. And I'm clearly frustrated on the sidelines. And this is not my demeanor. This is what I'm not known for. And I've been preaching all season to the guys to control what we can control, not to talk to the refs, focus on one play at a time, all those things that many of us say to our players. And in that moment, while my guys were shooting free throws, one of my players came over, put his arm around me and said, "Coach, we're okay. You can't control this. Hey, we got to focus on what we can control. You can't control the refs." Because in that moment, what has been happening was my players had started to be frustrated with the officials, were more focused on the calls they weren't getting, and they got us totally out of the rhythm of the game. And the example that I was setting was because I was being frustrated with the officials, my players began to be frustrated with the officials and weren't focused on doing their job on the court and focused on what they could control. And it was just a powerful reminder of the culture that we had been trying to set there for the first 6 months, which we had in place. But as soon as me, the coach, the leader, got outside those values, it was great to see one of my players come up to me and remind me and brought me back in, and we were able to call time out and refocus and finish the game strong. But coaches, the question I have for you is, how are you creating the culture you desire by modeling the behavior you want to see in your players? Because oftentimes our actions speak much louder than our words.
That was Shane Sadden with Culture Builders number 158, crying or coaching. Great question for us to reflect on in our coaching consistently. Is really about the behaviors that we're modeling for our players, and are we best representing and manifesting the values that we claim to hold dear. Be sure to check out thriveonchallenge.com for more and to get your copy of my book, Calling Up.